say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
Everybody, this is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and wandering into your home, and I hope your hearts, with a song or two and a little philosophy gathered from the walks of life that may bring hope or peace to someone, somewhere. You know, it's a strange thing and something I haven't been able to work out in my entire satisfaction yet, because of its many angles and tendencies. And that's habit. It seems that every human person, as they walk the path of life, form or acquire habits. In fact, our lives are largely made up of habit. We do this or that or the other thing and call it habit, principally because we do it time after time, which in one sense is, well, sort of silly on our parts, from the standpoint that God gave us each a separate and a distinct mind, and a power to use that mind. And you and I know that mind is more powerful than any other power if we develop it and control it. Mind is like a turbine engine, inasmuch as it must have a governor or control, or its power will run away with it and plumb bust its little self. So should we control or learn to control our minds, and then habit becomes subservient to mind. I think some habits are fine. For instance, the habit of exercise, play, study, inquiry, smiling, laughter, appreciation, disposition, and a million other things that can be made a habit. And then, on the other hand, some habits are very bad, and others not so good. The habit of crime, for instance, dope and dishonesty, are the result of turning on the steam and letting the engine run away with itself. And there's lots of other things that's harmful if we haven't our controller and governor in mighty good working order. It's all up to us individually as to how much steam we want to feed into the turbines, whether we want to wreck our engine or have it last the entire distance of our journey. Let's for a moment go back in our minds over memory's lane and think where we first formed some of the habits that we have today. I'm with you, wandering through
the night we met, when life was a lovely refrain. You were so shy, saying goodbye there in the dawn. Only a glance full of romance, and you were gone. Though my dreams are in vain, my love will remain. Strolling again, memories lane with you.
I know, or rather knew, one of the grandest men that ever trod the soil of earth. Highly respected by his fellow men. Loved by his friends and family. Prosperous. Honest. Of high ideals and thoughts. Well educated. Ambitious. Handsome. Kind. In fact, he was a man that had no limits to the good that he could have accomplished. But he formed a habit of drinking strong liquor. Oh, just to be a good fellow at first. But then, he got so he'd leave home for weeks at a time. And not even his family knew where to find him. And he'd throw the throttle wide open and wreck his engine, that beautiful, sensitive power plant that God had given him to use for the good of the world. And then one day, in a drunken stupor, he walked in front of an engine made of steel. And that power plant, created by the power plant of man's mind, wrecked what was left. Anyone can turn a wheel or a valve or throw a lever open to the throttle wide. But it takes a master engineer to know just how much steam to feed his engine and when and how to shut it off.
What's the use of a teary eye? What's the good of a lonely sigh? Traveling, traveling, all alone. Don't believe I can stand no more. Strangers close every open door. Traveling, traveling, all alone. It be just another one thing I want to say. Friends, the world and all its gold leave you always when you're old. Traveling, traveling.
The contrast between good and bad habits. Good habits not only help and bless the one who has them, but they help everyone that they come in contact with. While bad habits does a heap of damage to the one who forms them, and in many cases does great harm to loved ones and friends. Are we master engineers of our power plant, or just apprentices? Seek not, O friends, in fields afar, the answer to your quest. For deep within ourselves, O friends, is the one who serves us best. Smile the while you say upon the dew, when the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me, till we meet again. Till the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye.